The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Tav Kuf Tes Vav. The perek called Kisvei starts with the halachos of saving from a fire. And the general concept here is a gezeirah drabonim. When there was a fire, and certainly in ancient times, people were very, very panicky, because fire spread very quickly and could be dangerous and could consume property extremely quickly. So when regarding saving property and saving items from the fire, the Chazal were concerned that if we permit people to save from the fire in the normal manner that one does on a weekday, then the person would think that it's mutter to be mechal on Shabbos, not only to save lives, which is of course true, but even to save money and property, which is not true. And therefore they were choshesh that if we allow people to save from the fire and take things out of a burning house, even to a chotzer which has an eruv, since it looks to many people very similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, people will get confused in the panic and bring things out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim as well. And therefore Chazal asked forbade to save money and property from a fire, even to a chotzi which has an eruv, unless there were limited amounts. And Rabbi Chazal placed a limit on what you're allowed to save from a fire under such circumstances. So certainly anything which you need for the Shabbos you're allowed to save to a chotzi which has an eruv, and if clothes you're allowed to put on and walk out, and in that case you're in fact even allowed to go out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then you can take them off and then go back inside, put on more clothes and walk out with them again. But picking up things and saving them and taking them out, even to a chotz which has an eruv, you're only allowed to take out a limited amount, number of things, such as the food and the kavanah you're going to need for Shabbos. And then the Gemara discusses what about Sforim and Kisvei Kodesh. Are they allowed to be saved under such circumstances on Shabbos or not? So, the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tes Vav on base, the Reish Gelusa asked the Shaila for Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Sforim, Kisvei Kodesh, which were written in Oyuk Suvin Basam, Ubasikra, Bukumus, Ubakankantum, Beloshna Kodesh. Sforim which were written in Loshna Kodesh, but were not written using regular black ink, but were written in coloured ink, red ink, or some other colour. Are we allowed to save them from a fire under such circumstances on Shabbos or not? On the one hand, there are those who hold that Sforim which are written in other languages other than Loshon HaKodesh have not got the same Kedusha, and one cannot save them on Shabbos from the fire. But in that case, maybe our case is better because they're written in Loshon HaKodesh. On the other hand, if they're not written in ink, which is long-lasting, with Diyayim Iskayim, then maybe it would be forbidden to save them from the fire, even if they're written in Loshon HaKodesh, because they're going to fade anyway. And therefore it's not such a bizoyim to the safer if it gets consumed in the fire, seeing as in the long term the ink would have faded anyway. So that was the Shaila. So the Gemara records that Rabbi Rav Huna said that one cannot save them from the fire. However, it was pointed out that there is a brisa which implies that you can. The brisa says, "Ein bein sforim lemegila, ela shasforim nichtovim b'chol loshon, u'megila al sheteksura ashuris al sefer u'bedioi." From that implies that you are allowed to save such sforim which are written in a different language from a fire. The Shulchan Aruch in the Hilchos Shabbos and the Rachaim Simin Shimon Lamed Dalet Sifud Beis writes as follows: Kol Kisvei Hakodesh Matzilin O'idno Mepnei Adonaika V'Karim Mohem Afilu Ksuvim V'Chol Loshein V'Afilu Ksuvim V'Sam V'Sikra V'Chol Bavo. All Sforim of Kisvei Kodesh which are written nowadays, we are allowed to save from the fire on Shabbos under these circumstances, and we're allowed to learn from them as well, even if they're written in languages other than Loshon HaKodesh, and even if they're written in coloured ink and not in the black diyoy, the black ink that Sefer Torah needs to be written in. Yesh Misha Oymet, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzif Yud Gimel, there are those who hold the Megillas Esther, Hoyle the Ein Bo Askoros, the Megillas Esther, which doesn't have the Shem of Hashem, because as we know, you won't find the Shem of Hashem written explicitly anywhere in Megillas Esther. If it's not written in the correct manner, in Hebrew, in a special Ksav Ashuris script, on parchment, and with black ink, it doesn't have the Kedusha, which is required to allow one to save it on the fire on the Shabbos. Now, so Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says Ha'idna nowadays, you're allowed to save all Kisvei HaKodesh from the fire, even if they're written in other languages and even if they're written in different colours, is because of the general rule that Min HaTorah, Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral law, is not allowed to be written down at all. It's forbidden to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Shebichsav, the 24th Sefarim of the Tanakh, they have to be written down, but they're only allowed to be written in a particular way. On a cloth, on parchment, in Savashuris, and with Dioi, with black ink. And if they're not written in such a way, they're not kosher. So if you have a Sefer Torah which is written on paper, or is not written in Dioi, was not written in Savashuris, you cannot use it for Sefer Torah. Not only that, you're not allowed to learn from it at all. Me'ikaradin. So Me'ikaradin, Torah Shebichsav has to be written with cloth in Savashuris on Dioi, and Dioi. And Torah Sheba'al Peh is not allowed to be written at all. And if either of those rules are violated, you may not learn from those for it. However, as the times changed and the generations degenerated, there's the Aridus HaDeiros, and it's Ma'atu HaLavovus, as Chazal said, and people were not able to do that. First of all, Torah Sheba'al Peh, not everybody could read Savashuris. And Torah Sheba'al Peh, not everybody could remember the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh as they once could. So, based on the pasuk which says, "Es la'aseh la'Hashem hefeiru Torah Secho," sometimes in order to preserve the Torah, Chazal made special takonas which went against the Ikar Din. Chazal allowed the Torah Sheba'al Peh to be written down, which is why we have the Mishnah and then the Gemara, and all the Torah Sheba'al Peh that we have written and printed nowadays. And they also allowed the Torah Sheba'al Chsav to be written in a different way, not necessarily on cloth, it could be written on paper, it didn't have to be written in Ksav Ashuris, it could be written in another language, and it didn't have to be written in the black ink, it could be used red ink or green ink or any other colour could be used as well. So since nowadays, Sforim written in any language and in any circumstance, one is permitted to learn from them, therefore they do have a Kedusha of a Sefer, and therefore they may be saved from the fire on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch rules nowadays that all Sforim and Kisvei HaKodesh in any language, in any colour, on any type of paper, can be saved on Shabbos. However, the Mogen Avraham points out that assuming that's the halacha, then the very next Sif Yud Gimel, which we quoted earlier, seems to present a difficulty. Because there it says that Megillas Esther, if since it's not written on a cloth, and in Ksav Ashuris, and in Dioi, you may not save it from a fire. Now, if we're talking about nowadays, as Sif Yud Beis says, nowadays all Sforim, even the Kaf Dalet Sifrei Tanach, are allowed to be written in any manner, in any language, on any paper, with any type of ink. And nonetheless, they have a Kedusha, and they can be saved from the fire. So why should Sif Yud Gimel say that Megillas Esther, if it's not written in the correct manner, cannot be saved from the fire? So the Mogen Avraham comes up with a very, very big chiddush indeed. Mogen Avraham says that which Chazal permitted all Sforim to be all the Sifrei Tanach to be written and on different types of paper and in different languages because of Es La'aseh La'Hashem Hefeiru Torah Secho, that was only done with regard to the issue of the paper, the cloth, and the language. Chazal allowed Sforim to be written in different languages, and they allowed it to be written on paper, on different types of paper, not necessarily on cloth. Of course, parenthetically, it must be emphasized that all this is with regard to using it to learn from the Sefer. But when it talks about being Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, for example, obviously the original halacha still applies. Sefer Torah is only kosher to be read from the Tzibur if it's written on cloth and Iksav Ashuris in black ink. But to learn from it, or to learn from any other Sforim, to use them for Limud, after the Takot Chazal of Esar Asas Hashem, it was permitted to write them in any language and on any type of paper. And therefore they have a Kedusha that can be saved from the fire. However, says the Mogen Avraham, with regard to the ink, that's already a different halacha. Since people didn't read Ksav Ashuris or know Hebrew so well, they allowed Sforim to be written in other languages. And since cloth was not widely available, they allowed Sforim to be written or printed on paper. But since black diyoy ink was widely available, and nothing changed since the times of Chazal, there was no reason to make a takona not to write these Sforim in black ink. And therefore, if a sefer is not written in black diyoy, it does not have the kedusha of a sefer, says the Mogen Avraham. And therefore, two nafka minas. First of all, you would not be able to learn from such a sefer. And number two, it would not be permitted to save such a sefer from the fire, since it does not have any kedusha. And with that, the Mogen Avraham explains Sifrit Beis and Sifrit Gimel. Sifrit Beis says that all Sforim can be saved from the fire, even if they're written in other languages, and even if they're written on things other than cloth, other than parchment, and even if they're written in other colours other than black dyoy. Says the Mogen Avraham, although they were written in other colours and there's no black dyoy, for etzem, if they weren't written in dyoy, you're not actually allowed to use these Sforim even to learn from. It's no problem that they're written in a different language. And it's no problem that they're written on a different type of paper. But if they're not written in black ink, then you're not allowed to learn from them. However, to save them from a fire, you're allowed to. Why? Because they have the Shem Hashem written on it. So because of the Askoros Shiboff and the fact that they have the name written, the name of Hashem written, you're allowed to save it. Even though it wasn't included in the Takon of Esar Asas Hashem. Because black ink was widely available. When it comes to Megillas Esther, though, it doesn't have the name of Hashem written in it, because Hashem's name doesn't appear in Megillas Esther. So in that case, if it was written on a different type of paper, it would have a kedusha, and you wouldn't be able to use it for the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillas Esther on Purim, just like you can't use a Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah in Shul unless it's written on parchment, Ksav Ashuris in black ink. But if it's written on paper, you could still learn from the Megillah. And if it's written in another language, you could learn from it. But if it's not written in black ink, in dyoy, it's written in another colour, then you would not be permitted to learn from it. And since it doesn't have the Shem of Hashem written in it, you wouldn't have the heter to take it and save it from a fire either. So we have a massive chiddush here from the Mogen Avraham, that the heter to print a right sforim in Kisvei Kodesh is only a heter to write them in different languages or in Hebrew, not using the Ksav Ashuris script, or even to use a different type of paper other than cloth. But the black ink you always have to use. There was no heter not to use black ink because there was no necessity to make a takona of Es Lasses Lashem because black ink was widely available. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a Mishin Lam Adana Sikot Lam Zayin, however, limits this Chiddush of the Mogen Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear to me that the Mogen Avraham insists on black ink only if you're writing it on cloth. However, if you're anyway writing on paper, which you're permitted to do because cloth wasn't widely available and made a zakon of Es Lasses Lashem, in that case, you also don't have to use black ink either. All the Mogen Avraham was saying is if you're writing it in cloth, then you have to use black ink, and if it's not written in black ink, you would not be allowed to learn from it, and you would not be allowed to save it from the fire. But if anyway you're printing it on paper and not on cloth, or you're writing on paper, and anyway it's not going to be Ksav Ashuris, it's going to be a different language or Hebrew written in a different way, then if it's written on paper, you would, even according to the Mogen Avraham, be allowed to print it in a different colour, and you wouldn't have to use the black diyoy. So says the Mishnah Berurah. However, there are other poskim who query the whole chiddush of the Mogen Avraham in the first place. The Sefer Torah Shabbat says, Mora Inu Shum Posek, we've not seen any other poskim who says it's chiddush of the Mogen Avraham, that nowadays it would be forbidden to write sforim in any colour other than black dyoy. And it would be forbidden to save it from the fire if not for the fact that it had Askaros on it. And he says that there are other ways to possibly explain this Shulchan Aruch. So too the Chazon Ish, in Simon Samach, Sukkot Yudalit, quotes the Elia Rabbah, which the Sharatim himself points out, argues on the Mogan of Ron and disputes this condition, so that nowadays, since Eser Asas Lashem, not only are you allowed to use paper and other languages, but you can use any color ink, and there's no problem of using any ink other than the urine. So the consensus post-game, certainly the Chazon Ish and the Elia Rabbah, seem to not hold on this Mogan of Ron. The Mishnah Berurah does imply that he holds the Mogan of Ron, because he quotes it without disputing it. In the Sharatim, he notes that the Elia Rabbah disputes it, but the Mishnah Berurah itself seems to be going with the Mogan of Ron, but he limits it and says that which we require black ink is only if you're writing on cloth, and you would not be permitted to use any other colour ink writing on cloth, even if you're not going to use it for Kriya B'Tzibur, you just want to learn from it. But if you're printing anywhere on paper, writing on paper, you wouldn't have to use black ink. I'd like to use this opportunity to discuss the contemporary shaila which has come up regarding the halacha of using black ink in Sifrei Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs. And as we've noted, according to the halacha, a sefer Torah to be used, to be kosher, to be written, to be used for Kriya B'Tzibur, must be written on the cloth, it must be written in Ksav Ashuris, and you have to use the black dioy, the black ink. And there's a machlokes of poskim, what about other sfarim of Tanakh, if they also need to be written in the same manner, but many poskim holding that they also have to be written in the same manner. And the question that has come up there in recent times is what constitutes black ink which is kosher the halacha for writing the Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So for many, many centuries, the classic way of making ink for stam, which is Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, was to take three ingredients and mix them together to produce the ink. First, we use afotzim in Hebrew, which is a type of oak gall, or known also in English as oak apples. What that is it's a growth on the trunk of a tree. And the way it happens is that a certain type of wasp, lays its larvae on the surface of the tree, and it appears that there's a reaction of the tree to this intrusion, and it produces this substance, which is known as oak galls on the side of an oak tree, for example, to sort of fend off this attack from the parasitic eggs which have been attached to the tree. And this gall, can be produced, it has a certain type of tannin, from which you get gallotannic acid, and then by adding some type of iron, it will create a black substance which can be used as ink, which is fairly long-lasting. So afotzim is the material which seems to have been used, which is the oak galls, which was used primarily as the primary ingredient for ink, and it's mentioned in the Gemara and in Yerushalmi as well. The iron that was added was usually what Chazal call kankantri. Now this is a matter of some dispute, and it goes back as far as the Tanoim. Rav Meir was the first one apparently to add kankantri to ink, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Kino and Mishmael whether you're allowed to do so or not. Kankantum seems to be a type of what we call nowadays vitriol. Most Rishonim identify kankantum as vitriol, which is basically ferrous sulfate. It's a compound of iron and sulfate which can be found naturally. The most common form of ferrous sulfate has the chemical formula of FeSO4 7H2O, and that when combined with the gallotannic acid from the oak galls produces the ink. Now in addition to that, you need some sort of binding substance which will make the ink stick to the parchment. And for centuries, the classic ingredient was used was what Chazal called gumo, which commonly nowadays is known as gum arabic. It's a type of gum which, when added through the fermented solution of ferrous sulfate and gallic acid, produces the ink which will be written onto the parchment. And therefore, the classic method of producing ink for many generations seems to be a mixture of afotsin and kankantum and gumot. The gall, the oak gall, together with the iron sulfate, together with gum arabic. Now there's a big machlokas in Rishonim about exactly how to make the ink. That seems to have been the accepted approach. There's a machlokas whether you're allowed to put kankantum into the ink. And the problem with the kankantum, the vitriol, is that although it helps to make the ink dark, there's a number of problems. Firstly, in the long term, the iron oxidizes with oxygen in the air and actually turns slightly brownish. So in the very long term, black ink can fade to reddish brown or even worse. In addition, because it's acidic, it can actually burn into the parchment slightly. And the nachgemina of that is, first of all, the parchment in the long term can get slightly damaged. Also, when you scrape off the ink, you will, because the ink burns itself a little bit into the parchment, it's very difficult to clean off the ink entirely. And the problem with that is, first of all, is you want to make a correction to an Oysin or Sefer Torah by scraping off a letter and writing a new one. You very often an impression of the old letter stays behind. Also, there's a machlokas which is showing him whether ink which you write for Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos has to be the type of ink which can be scraped off. The Megillah Sotah, which was written in ink on parchment, the Torah tells us, needs to be scraped off into the water in Parshas Nosei. So there's a shaila whether we learn that all other Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos need to be written in the same way or not. Now this ink made with vitriol, with kankantum and with afotsim, is very difficult to scrape it off. You can scrape off the letter, but the impression always remains. Also, and this is the most important problem, after a certain time, this ink, when it dries, can crack. And if there's a crack in the letters of the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, then the letter can become posel, in which case the whole Sefer Torah or Tefillin and Mezuzos is posel. And that's very problematic, particularly when it comes to Tefillin, because Tefillin parshas are written small, and then they are rolled up very, very tightly to insert them inside the bottom of the Tefillin. And when they're rolled up tightly, the ink which has been used for many generations can occasionally crack. And if it cracks to the extent that the ois, the letters are split, then the Tefillin are posel. And therefore, although there was tradition of many centuries to write Tefillin using this type of ink, it was always a little bit problematic because of the problem of the ink cracking. Now, a few years ago, someone in America came up with a new type of ink which he calls Dioy Lonetzach, eternal ink. And this is based on a different type of blackening agent. The agent that he uses is soot, which comes from burning olives or olive wood. And it would appear, from the Rambam at least, that that was the classic traditional way of making ink many, many centuries ago. And he, by making ink using this type of agent, managed to avoid the need for kankantum, for adding vitriol. So he had the advantage that according to some Rishonim, it's more kosher than the other ink. Whereas on the other hand, he has a very, very big advantage that the blackness, the depth of black is much darker, it stays for much, much longer, it cannot get washed away even by saliva. For example, someone reading the Sefer Torah and some saliva falls on the ois, it won't have any effect on the blackness of the letter. And most importantly, it doesn't crack. Even if you were to roll the parchment backwards and forwards many, many times, this ink does not crack at all. So this is a tremendous hiddle when it comes to writing Sifrei Torah L'chora. And when he first produced this type of ink, he started advertising it and putting it around, and a number of Rabbonim were very impressed with the effects of this ink and urged Sofrim to start using this. Now, in the Kuvitz Eitz Chaim, which is produced by the Bob of Chassidim, in the volume 17, which came out in Nisan, Toshin Ayin Beis, the person who invented this ink wrote a very long mimer in which he explained all the advantages of this new ink called the Dior Lanetzach, and he urged everybody to start using this ink. However, in the same mimer, he also raised the problems of the old type of ink, and suggested that it's possible that those who have been using the old type of ink might have unwittingly not been using the type of ink that was actually approved originally by Chazal. And in that case, he was questioning the tradition we have of the ink that has been used for many centuries. As a result of that, the Eid HaRiz in Shalayim and Yud Gimel Tammuz Toshin and Base came out with a letter saying that no one should use this new type of ink until the Eid HaRiz has checked it out. And shortly afterwards, about a week later, on Kaf Tammuz Toshin and Base, the Eid HaRiz based in Yerushalayim came out with a letter in which they said that one should not use this new type of ink at all, one should not change the minhag of the old ink that has been used for generations, and one should only use the ink that has been used up until now. However, the same year, on the Monday of the Parshas Devarim of that year, in Av Toshin Ayin Beis, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Shmuel Alevi Vosleshit and the Gedolei HaPoskim in this generation, came out with a declaration that the new ink, the Yoel Netzach, has no change from the Masoros, and it's Yochel Mehuder, and it's done up in Tiktuk HaAlocha, and there's nothing wrong whatsoever with using it. So in the next edition of the Chiveres Eitz Chaim, Volume Yud Ches, which came out in Elul Toshin Ayin Beis, they brought an extensive Pulmus debate concerning the Yoel HaMetzach. And on the one hand, there's a long mimer from Rav Boaz HaIvri from Bnei Brak, a whole kuntros where he raises all sorts of issues with the new type of ink from a halachic point of view, and questions whether it's mutar al-pi halacha, and on the other hand, goes to great length to demonstrate that the dioi, which has been used till now, using afotzim and kankantel and guma, is kosher lechatchila and has been used for many generations, and without your yotz on most of the days of the Rishonim. However, opposing that is a long maimah from Rabbi Yoel Weiss from Kiras Yoel in Monroe, who goes at length to disassemble the arguments of Rav Boaz HaIvri and to prove that, on the contrary, kankanto put in dioi is problematic. Although it has been used for many generations, it's certainly mitzvah namufka to use a new type of ink for various different reasons, and there's nothing wrong halachically with it, and he takes apart the suggestions from Rav HaIvri that the new ink is problematic al pi halacha. It's not our place here to actually decide this. I'm merely pointing out there's a very interesting debate, ongoing debate regarding the Yoel HaMetzach. On the one hand, the Harizim and Shalom have advised against using this new type of ink, whereas Rav Vosner and many and other poskim who follow Rav Vosner have said that not only is the new ink kosher, but it's actually Yofer Mohuda, and it's an excellent idea, and a chapkila, people should start using the new ink. So meanwhile, the debate seems to continue, and obviously everybody should ask his own Rav how to paskin with regards to this halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.